You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and when it comes to learning Braille, a brand new way of learning Braille has been made possible with Braille Brain. It's an online Braille learning course, but what is it exactly? Well, joining me today to talk about it from American Printing House are Sarah Welsh and Willow Freeman, Tactile Technology Product Specialists and Product Managers, respectively. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much. So let's start with the main question about Braille Brain. What is it?
Well, Braille Brain is a course to teach Braille to people that can already read print. It's a great way to set up your course, and it's very necessary that people know that that's why it was set up. There are courses that teach both Braille and literacy at the same time, and there's a ton of rules about how one would teach Braille and literacy at the same time. And the rules are a little relaxed if you assume the user already knows how to read print, and it allows you to just focus on introducing the contractions, not in the order that you would teach those words to the person, but just kind of in the order that they need to know those contractions. So it definitely changes how Braille gets introduced to the individual.
And to chime off of that, I do want to point out that Braille Brain is completely free and it is website-based, no account needed. So as long as you connect to the internet, you can get the Braille Brain.
It was developed using a grant. Great folks at California State University, they developed it initially, and it's actually based on existing courses that are used to teach Braille to TVIs, teachers of the visually impaired, that are currently at university. So you can learn uncontracted, you can learn contracted UEB, and then you can start to get deeper into the math code part of it on UEB. Or if it's applicable to you, you can learn Nimeth as well.
Who is it directed at? What people and groups of people specifically?
So Braille Brain is really aimed towards people, like Willow was saying earlier, who already have a literary foundation. So to put it simply, people who can already read. Like Willow was saying earlier, for someone who is with learning Braille and doesn't have a literary foundation, the way you would learn it is very different and structured differently with different rules. So our use case is we're aimed for perhaps people who've lost sight later in life, or for our students who are in TVI programs that are either just starting or already in the field to help reinforce those Braille skills, as well as paraprofessionals. So to put it shortly, it is aimed for people who already have reading skills to then transfer that to Braille skills.
When the folks from Cal State came to APH, where we work, about migrating their material to our platform, that was when we started talking about, well, this would be great for parents. There's so many parents that can't support their kids because their kids are learning Braille, but the parent isn't learning Braille. And so then the kid asks for help with their homework and the parent can't even tell what the student is doing. So you've got parents that can learn now. You've got TVIs. You've got people that lose their sight later in life. And this happens way too much. It's way more often than I think anybody would want to admit. But you have students that go through a low vision program, and everybody's pretty sure they're going to go blind eventually, or they're going to lose their sight to the point that they need Braille, but they are never taught Braille. And that shouldn't happen. We should be teaching these students Braille early. Like, if there's any chance they're going to need Braille in their life, they should be learning Braille before they graduate. But it doesn't always happen. And so this is another tool for those folks so that they can remain literate even after, you know, they can no longer read print. Its focus is UEB. So it's got UEB, both the literary side and the math side. If you take kind of, it's called like the basic UEB course, that will teach you the literary part of UEB, and it'll teach you a little bit of math. And then we have an advanced course that's in development now and will be ready next year, early next year. That'll teach more of the advanced math side of UEB. And then you've got the Nemeth course. So the Nemeth course is very specific to places that use Nemeth, which I think is mainly just the United States and a little bit of Canada, maybe. But the UEB side, that can benefit anyone that uses the UEB code. So it could benefit folks in the UK, it can benefit folks in South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, and on and on.
And is the material in the course, is this for touch learners or is it for sighted people learning Braille?
The sighted part's easy. You know, we've got the Braille visually on the screen. And then there's a complex problem that comes from there. So Braille, ironically, on the web is very inaccessible, because screen readers do not have great support for Braille. If you encounter ASCII Braille with a screen reader, it tries to read it because it's not, you know, it doesn't see the font. And so it just reads that ASCII Braille to you. If you encounter Unicode Braille, it just reads the dot numbers to you. So you've got this problem of screen reader users aren't able to access Braille just using a screen reader. If they have a Braille display, they're set. But that's a really high bar to ask someone. In order to take this course, this free course, you have to buy a Braille display or otherwise acquire a Braille display. And so one of the things we've done is we've made all the course materials can also be accessed, all the examples, all the Braille can be accessed as an embossable copy. And so this embossable copy, you can just download it. You could take it to your library. You could take it wherever you have access to an embosser and emboss that BRF file.
And if people want to find out more about Braille Brain or undertake the course, where can they go?
So the website for Braille Brain is braillebrain.aphtech.org, and that'll take you directly to the course. You can also go to the APH website at aph.org and search for Braille Brain there, which will take you to a landing page that then you can click the link to go to the Braille Brain page.
Well, that is excellent. Thank you very much for that. Sarah Welsh and Willow Freeman, Tactile Technology Product Specialist and Managers, respectively, for joining us here to talk Braille Brain here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, you all. Keep making Braille.
Thank you.